I'll just find it.
Morning, Mr. Goodman. Any Marie Callender or special assistant for nursing home program, citizen, Dr. DeBolo?
Yes, sir, that's her name.
Oh, Arthur.
Probably.
Real.
See you.
You got here?
Yes, sir.
What was the fog?
What was the fog?
Yeah.
It's in New York.
In New York?
Yeah.
Fog and smog.
Where were you at the party?
Yeah, I probably, yeah, there was a party.
We got it just in front of the party.
We got to get press photos, so that's all set.
I might be there soon, I didn't have what you sent me.
Yes, now let's see. I think Arthur would put you here.
Sure.
Sit on the side and then two up. Just up there, two up. All that.
Brilliant.
Looking.
Good.
Well, there you go. I guess you got it. She got the real ones, or she is here. She will be over here. Even though he is so unfortunate. That is what we need. That's probably not all high. The president. Were you involved?
Yes, involved. Right, and it is the psychiatrist.
on this latter one, we must tell that story, because that will be an incentive to the whole religious community.
You tell.
States really have begun to take a look at this program and high priority.
from the program as a result of this activity. And as I understand it, you have a program for trying to work with those persons who are, in effect, in homes that are going to be shut down or have been shut down.
Yeah, actually, some of them have been transferred over to another level of care that we refer to as intermediate care facilities. Now, Congress authorized payment to those facilities last year. We'll get regulations out on those. That takes care of a lot of them. A couple thousand went into skilled nursing, you know, good ones. They just moved them out. And then others, of course, are in rest homes and convalescent care homes and things like that, where there aren't federal dollars going in for medical care.
And we used any federal facility?
Yeah.
No, we haven't had to work.
Yeah.
Fortunately, New York had the biggest number that was transferred over to other skilled nursing homes. And these were newly constructed buildings that they're moving into. Came out in good shape, I think, overall. We didn't get any of the headlines of people kicked out of the street.
There's another dimension, Jack, that apropos of the President's question that may not occur to a lot of people. And that this is a program, Mr. President, that does mandate a state and federal partnership with a co-equivalent effort on both sides to make it work, and the states have it. Now, to the extent that it's a prototype for a lot of things we believe in, which we may lay down certain standards, but you guys get the chance to make the local decision and make it work. They have failed. They now know we need business, and they come into line. This sets the stage for a lot of others.
We pull them up.
Right. Yeah. Not just in the nursing homes. I mean, otherwise, in joint federal-state relationships, governor's offices now know that we need business.
Same to me, Mr. President. The thrust here should be laid out a policy about a year ago, and you announced an enforcement program designed to meet that policy. Now, here's the evidence of the fact that that policy is then put into effect, is working, that you mean business, that we're not going to tolerate these substandard nursing homes. And I think we've got that kind of a picture now that we can present to the country and keep presenting to it over a period of the next few months. And, I
so chooses now to either operate or work at the nursing home is considerably
better.
So it's not just the money, as you were talking about before, that because now it's getting recognition and it's in a funny sort of way for the effort that we've put on in the last few months, and because of your interest in the program, the nursing homes are beginning to say, yeah, things were not as good as they might have been. Let's take a look at ourselves. Let's do some more policing of ourselves. They're getting maybe it started out as a negative recognition in the beginning, but they're beginning to get some positive recognition out of this now, that this is an area that's a legitimate area of medical care. This is a legitimate area for the government to be interested in. So we're going to get better people. We're going to run a better operation ourselves. So just the number of people who are interested in it, and really good people who are interested in going into this program now, is considerably increased. Before it was, what are you doing that for? You know, if you really are any good at all, why do you want to work in a dumb place like that?
Yeah.
And that whole image has changed now. And so we're getting much more efficiency out of what it is that we're doing now, rather than working with people who really didn't have a great deal of skill.
Question and answer pretty well. I'm out of the field. Yeah, you're being tough on enforcement, but what are you doing about making it possible for the quality of care to be improved? Now, that was a part of your 8-point program that we were to set up the group to work on that. So that's been set up by Dr. Callender, first of all. And that's the way I respond. But your interest is yes, and recognizing the federal government's obligation to be tough on sin, to use the power of the presidency to make sure that people understand that we're tough on sin, but you're also interested in using it to encourage people to lift the quality of care, and that we're just as much interested in one as the other. It isn't either or, it's both and.
How did you get into this work?
Well, then you don't want to do it. And this has improved considerably, both in terms of technology.
somebody has taken longer than we don't care. And people, we're, and administrations are, and programs are generally measured by how much money. So we're putting as much money as we can, believe me, without blowing the whole economy and having a tax increase and a price increase that will fall the heaviest on many of our older citizens and those who are coming to that age. But the answer, don't care, has got to be answered in very personal terms. Sure we care, because we're going to put money in, we're going to run it well, but that we have a deep concern in a very personal way, and even about people. That's what you've got to get across. You really have to get that across. And the only way you can do this by your saying it, to go out and
out here.
Yeah. its relevant chair of session.
Have a go. Right, the note is saying, well, Sheriff, you go now.